Welcome to the Tearaway Podcast, the podcast that has everything you need. It will uplift, inspire, intrigue, and interest you. I don't get paid enough to say this shit. So, listen or not, that's up to you, really. But if you're gonna listen to a podcast anyway, might as well be this. Don't hold your breath now, because here they are, whether you like it or not, Doris and Dino. Either way, enjoy or not.
Hello and welcome to the Tearaway Podcast with me, Dean Williams, and Doris Daly. This is our Christmas special, so this is our little gift to you. And we have got with us today a very, very, very special friend. And I don't mean a friend with any benefits if you've seen the fucking size of him. This is Albania's finest, the Mexican cartel's fucking drug lord, drug baron imported over to the UK. He says he's from Romania, but I just think that's for Interpol reasons. The one and only, the beautiful, lovely, the sexy, slim, Sorin.
How you doing?
Doris Daly, how you doing?
I'm good. How's you?
I'm good. Nice to see you all on Christmas Eve.
Lovely indeed.
And how is it for you being in my country?
Yeah, it's a bit different because I was expecting a few shootings and stuff like that, but nothing so far, which is...
No, I think you've escaped all that so far.
Don't know. I was just listening to you two, like, you know... A couple of slaughters of pigs, probably more than cartel, but...
A couple of slaughters of what?
Pigs.
What's that got to do... What? What's that got to do with Christmas? Are you saying it's a pig?
We have pigs in blankets,
Right, and we've got... And when you're, what you're saying, we've got a pig in a Coca-Cola Christmas shirt.
I can actually squeal like a pig when they're getting slaughtered. Do you want to hear it?
Go on then.
Ah, is it going to be traumatic though?
Yeah.
Is it going to pierce my ears?
Probably.
Oh. Go on then. Fucking hell. We also have with us two Rottweilers. One is our fucking dead, which is Meg. And the other one, who's very active, very alert, and wants to kill Sorin, is Ted. Don't be doing that noise again. Here is what's coming up in the show today. It's a mad one. Strap yourselves in.
They just give him like chocolate and stuff like that.
Paedophile's dream, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he is.
A little boy walking around. 24 years old, but he looks about 10.
Yeah.
In a pair of shorts. Yeah, lovely. Why does anyone shave an arsehole?
Well, women do.
Yeah, but that's...
They're expecting visitors, that's why.
Have you had your bumhole shaved?
Oh, I get it waxed all the time.
We see.
No.
Why? Why are you getting it shaved or waxed then?
Shear.
Shearing is caring. It's Christmas. Do me a favour, lower your mic below your chin. That's it, there.
The first chin or the second?
Ooh, Doris.
Ching, ching.
Doris, ching, ching. The first or the second, get in there.
Your favourite podcast is here. The Tearaway Podcast with Doris Daly and Dino.
It's Christmas. This is what we do. So we're just having a festive chat and we're going to share it with you. We're going to share it with the world. And as the Tearaway Podcast goes around the world, happy Christmas to everyone in Romania.
In Mexico.
In Mexico, obviously. Albania, without a shadow of a doubt.
Bosnia.
All your relatives. Bosnian relatives as well. We go to Sweden. We go to Denmark. We go to Norway. We go to 3/4 of the states in America we go to now. Where else do we go? Australia, Germany. Barbados.
Bulgaria?
Probably.
Bulgaria. I'm not
probably.
Sure. Probably, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to check that one.
So what's everyone doing for Christmas then?
I am staying in the UK.
Makes a change?
Yes. Normally I would be in Italy with my better half, but she's decided that we're to stay here. I must have done something wrong.
Maybe she just wants you to save the money and spend it on her.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Where's the love, Dino?
That ain't happening. That ain't happening. I'll buy you a nice little present, though.
Oh, I after. Bet you would.
Yeah, we'll go out for a drink after this. Yeah, wink, we'll go out for... Yeah, nudge, nudge, says. Wink, wink. You know
wank,
that.
Wank,
wank. He's off. There he is. He's off.
So what are you doing for Christmas then, Zoran?
I will be opening presents in the morning. Usually, it was a bit of a tradition with me and Ruxandra, where I would usually get her a dildo or something every Christmas, and then film her and watch her be upset on camera and then show people.
Hang on. You would film her with the dildo.
Being upset.
Whilst she was opening it.
Oh, not with the dildo.
No,
that's later on.
That's heavy for a Christmas Eve. And then she's getting like upset because you've filmed her. And
I thought you were filming her with it, being really disappointed.
No, she's disappointed after she's used it and she has to go back to me.
Oh, now I understand.
Oh, right.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it does. For anyone who has not listened to Morning Kickoff, which is another podcast show that I do, Sorin has been on that, and Sorin will tell you about his sexual adventures. Go and listen to episode 9 or episode 10, I think. Either one of them two, I think Sorin's told us some things.
Oh yeah, I've got a special story for tonight. This time it will be about Christian, my brother. It is borderline incest. So trigger warning, I think.
Hang on, should we change his name then? Do we think? should we change
his name to protect the family?
No. It's absolutely half of fine.
Half of the Romanians are across the fucking UK now, going, oh my god, is it me? He's left with.
How many brothers have you got?
I've got two brothers.
Oh, he's not slept with his brother, is he?
No penetration has happened in any kind of hole.
Right, okay.
I've helped him out, I'll tell you that.
That's where the incest comes from.
No, it's an interesting
story. You haven't
story.
Been helping him in any kind of a way. Is this why it's incestuous?
It's a weird way of helping him. It's not what you'd expect when you'd think, he's helped his brother. But yeah, by the way, I just wanted to shout out Christian because it's his birthday today.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Wow. How old is he? 14?
Looks about 12. Unfortunately, he's 24. He's still getting candy from people all over the world. He's just, every time people see him on the street, they just give him like chocolates and
he's
stuff like that.
Paedophile's dream, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he is.
A little boy walking around. 24 years old, but he looks about 10.
Yeah.
In a pair of shorts. Yeah, lovely. Come on then, what's this story with the incestuous
right thing? So, remember you, me, and your better half had dinner the other day?
Yeah.
And during dinner, there was a conversation where I told you that in Romania, usually when someone shaves their ass, they say they're expecting visitors.
Yeah.
And Christian liked to shave his ass one period, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you shave your ass? We had this yeah. conversation. It was Des's birthday, and we went out for a birthday. Went to an Indian, and this conversation that cropped up. Unbeknown to me, after the Indian, I lost about 6 layers of skin. Is what I'm trying to say. After that Indian, I'm not built for Indians. I was paralyzed from the sphincter down. I had no feeling in my legs. I could have fucking joined the Paralympics. I was in agony after that Indian. Let me tell you now, I'm built for fish, chips, mushy peas with scraps. That's it. I don't do Indian. And I was in a terrible place. So yeah, we had this conversation. Why does anyone shave an arsehole? Have you had your bum hole shaved?
Oh, I get it waxed all the time.
We see.
No.
Why? Why are you getting it shaved or waxed then?
Shear.
Yeah, shear. Sharing is caring. It's Christmas. Sorin was saying at the dinner table that if he saw anything like that, he would not be able to stop himself.
Well, there you go. Definitely not sharing.
Yeah. No, I'd only be looking. I behave myself. Let it be known, especially to the police forces who may or may not be listening to this. And the Interpol. And the border patrol and everything like that. I am behaving myself. And Ruxandra has agreed to cancel the restraining order. So it's all good.
Oh, that's good, a good boy. So you're allowed to legally see her now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Come on then, let's back on with Christian.
Right. One time, he tried to shave his asshole and he had a cut.
What do you mean he tried?
Well, he succeeded, to be honest. We'll get into it.
How do you try?
He's told me he just wanted to shave his ass. So he's cut his asshole right next to... Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a fucking muscle, right?
Right next to the hole, he's had a cut.
Oh, mate,
and
you can't
you know what the fucker did after that? After he's cut his asshole, next day he said he's just put some deodorant on his ass. He said he was doing that to obviously make sure that his ass is always smelling nice and fresh. So he's put some...
Has he not heard of fucking bum wipes?
I don't know.
You do? Or just have a shower with a bit of fucking...
No, he's always showering, but I don't know. Maybe he was being sweaty or something. I think it was the summer, if I'm not mistaken.
But you don't put deodorant on your fucking arsehole.
I'm not. But he was, and...
Did it not
stink?
You
know what he did? No. I don't know, because I wasn't... I couldn't smell it.
Listen,
but... You know what's happened?
I shaved my armpits, right? And you put deodorant on after that.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare. But the trouble is, he had a cut there. And with the deodorant, he's told me his ass was hurting. Developed sort of like in 3-4 days. He started with him just saying, oh, I've got this weird pain. I've shaved my ass and I think I cut myself. To the fourth day where he couldn't sit down.
Really?
He couldn't sit down. And he worked that day with Roxandra. And he told Roxandra, he said... He went to the toilet and he took a picture of his asshole. He did, not Roxandra. Let me make it clear. He went to the toilet, he took a picture of his asshole, and he saw this huge zit.
Zit?
You know, like a pus-filled thing. What do you call it?
Oh, that's going to be...
A spot.
No, that's going to be a thing, isn't it? Cyst.
Yeah, a cyst. And Roxandra told me, she was like... Christian took a picture and told me he feels like he's got a really bad cyst on his asshole. And she said, you're his brother, you should be helping him.
That's a shit place to get one though, isn't it?
It was... Right, so I've asked him if he wanted Roxandra's help, because obviously she finished nursing school and everything, and she said he felt...
That'll be the wine glass. Nice one, Doris.
Ching chong.
Ching chong. Can't say ching chong. Fucking hell. You're going to get us cancelled. You're coming on the Tearaway podcast, sorry, not morning kickoff.
I'm sorry, but inter-
can't go ching chong.
I thought I was in Mexico for a
fucking
second.
Fucking hell. China? Yeah, come on, anyway. Right. So, now Christian
has
got
cyst in his
very, a very rough-looking asshole with a cyst on it.
Yeah, and he said he doesn't want Roxandra's help. That was the previous day, but then Roxandra told me he couldn't sit down, he could barely walk when he got back home after a 12-hour shift. She told me, you're his brother.
12-hour shit?
Shift.
Oh, right.
She told me, you need to help him. And I've asked him if he wants to go to the doctors. He said no. And I've asked him if he wants my help. And he said yes.
So you've had to get involved.
I've had to get involved. This is where it becomes borderline incestuous.
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 Well, what was she doing?
We'll get to it. So, right. So, I've told him, go on, have a shower. Make sure you wash your asshole 3 times. Make sure it's nice, clean, and it doesn't stink of anything. And it's as clear as daylight. He went, he had a shower, and then I put a pair of gloves on. You know, those blue gloves that doctors got.
Nitrile gloves, yeah.
And I've told him...
Surgeon's gloves.
Yeah, and I've told him, right, get in the end of the bed, take your trousers off.
And bend over.
And bend over.
What for?
He's got to look at his bum hole. Well,
what were you going to do with it?
To have an operation. He gets down, and I was just joking. I was making fun of him, and I told him. I was just making fun
what
of him,
kind
and
of
I told him. And I told him, how about, I'm a good brother. How about I help you? Because before that, I told him, I've got some cream. Bepanthen? Bepanthen? Yeah. So I've told him this should help when he started saying it's hurting him. And then that day, I was joking that if you're struggling and you can't apply the cream, I'll put some on my cock and I'll apply it for you.
Now come Christian. Come to daddy.
God. You didn't really say that, did you?
I swear I did. That's the kind of
brother he is.
In Bosnia/Albania we get down to it, baby.
Fuck me, yeah.
But did you fix the cyst?
Yeah, so I was joking to him and I told him, right, so now you're bent over, how about I apply the cream with my cock? And then he gets to it, takes his trousers down. He, by the way, you've seen him and you see he's very white. His asshole was as white as the fucking light bulbs.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah. I was surprised. He kind of succeeded because there was no hairs there. But I'm not joking when I said there was this cyst the size of my thumb. And I'm a fat guy, so Dino was looking at my thumb thinking, fucking hell.
Yeah. That big.
Yeah. A huge.
That looks like he's been hit with an hammer. That's a big fucking thumb. You won't want that up your bum, would you? fucking arm done there. You know what I'm saying? That's one on the bum, no arm done. There'd be a lot of fucking damage if that went up you. That's probably bigger than your dick. It's like a Tom and Jerry fun.
It's been a few places. Ask Sandra.
Rucksack like that. No.
The good old one up the pink and one up the sting. It may or may not have ended up in the stink.
Yeah, I can neither confirm nor deny it. We do a thing on morning kickoff. Where Soren can neither confirm nor deny something.
I've heard.
But yeah.
So I see this huge cyst.
Yeah.
And then I tell him, and he says, and I ask him, do you want me to pop it? And he said, yes.
No.
Yeah. So he's there, bent over, on his knees, over the bed. And I squeeze it.
He squeals like a pig.
He just lays on the bed. You know when a woman is like ready for it, she's like laying on the bed, get in. He lays on the bed and he's like, stop, I can't breathe.
Biting the pillow. Deep in the headboard. Brother, sorry, stop.
It was at that point when I told him I am applying the cream with my cock.
Is this for your benefit? This for your benefit. Come on. Back up. Back up a little bit. Come to daddy, sorry.
He took about 2 minutes. He was like, he was squealing, he was struggling. He was at one point, he was just holding on to the duvet and was like, I can't breathe. Oh, it hurts so bad. Then he composes himself and he lays completely on the bed. And I tell him, right, you're going to get your hand and you're going to open up your butthole for me. Because I told him.
He hadn't finished.
No, I didn't.
What came out?
Well,
it was nasty. It was like some kind of white thing, but then it started bleeding. And because it was bleeding a bit, I told him, I had wet wipes and I had the gloves on, remember? And I was clean, and I told him, because it was a bit slippery, I told him, I can't both hold your asshole open and pop it. So you're going to have to open up your asshole. He was literally laid there, ready for it, with his asshole wide open for me, like a good brother, like a good Albanian brother.
Mm.
And then I popped it again.
Again?
Yeah. And he was basically biting on the duvet. He was shouting, screaming. But then it was only blood coming out. I've cleaned him up. We've applied some cream. And that was the end of it.
Wow.
And he was so thankful for it.
The moral of the story is... just don't shave your fucking asshole. Get it waxed.
Well, maybe for his birthday, you should be buying him some cream that helps get rid of the hair.
And apply it with my cock.
No.
However you do.
Has he given up doing this now? Is this a fad? He's tried it once.
I think he's given up because he saw what can happen. I don't think he's done it since.
Was there a reason as to why he felt the need to shave it? Most men would wax it all, like Doris says.
What do you do?
I don't touch mine.
Ooh. No, it's like a jungle. Same here. It's like a jungle in there.
It's like a jungle sometimes. You're getting under. I keep on going under. It's a song, innit?
Yeah, but you've got to keep it clean, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you shower every day.
You shower and fucking wet wipes.
So when you go for a poo,
all that hair. Yeah, I was telling Dino about this. Because mine is so jungly, I don't even shit through my asshole. I've got a stoma back. That's how dense it is.
Respect to all the poor people who have a stoma.
Apologies now, anyone.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was one time I did go to the toilet about 3 o'clock in the morning and the missus had put some fucking flash floor wipes at the back of the toilet and I wiped my ass with one of them. Oh. I'd never make that mistake again. Jesus Christ, it stung.
Oh, God.
Especially when you like to get proper inside your asshole and clean it all out as well.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you've got to get a fucking finger in there, wipe it all clean.
Definitely.
And that.
Yeah. So hang on.
Are you just saying you both finger yourselves after a poo?
I do, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got to get the wipe right inside the rim.
But why?
D-
To get the poo.
To make it clean. Yeah. And to also touch your prostate. You know when the way...
How deep are you going?
How deep is your love?
Do you know when he's crashed the dog behind the ear and he's moving a leg up and down? That's what I do when I'm cleaning myself. I'm in there like...
Sorin's right leg's going.
So when Sorin borrows your bathroom and you hear...
Yeah, Sorin's cleaning his prostate.
You know, he's had a number two.
Fucking hell. I was in a pub once with Gay Barry the Builder and my mate Simon. And we was all having manly chats and all the rest of it. And then Simon just turned around out of the blue and he just went, do you know when you have a poo and it feels really nice? And like, Barry's a man.
I agree.
What?
I agree with that.
A nice slippery one that just comes out.
No. Simon was saying it was a nice big one and it felt pleasurable when it was coming out.
Does a poo feel pleasurable ever?
Yeah.
Right. So Simon said the same. And me and Barry looked at each other and went, no fucking poo is pleasurable. It's just like, I mean, Barry irons his clothes 3 times before we go out.
Yeah, but how pleasurable? I'm really, really disturbed. Like, so how pleasurable is a pleasurable
with
poo?
Me, it's like, it's that sweet release, you know, especially when you have like a big or a long shit. It's like continually shitting and it feels so good to get it out. It's like,
but why
so
does
relaxing.
It feel, but I think what he was talking about was the feeling.
Oh, shit.
The feeling, like a cock being up your ass, basically.
Oh, fucking hell. No. I'm happy it's
like
out.
That feeling.
I don't want it in.
He was saying that if being gay felt like that, it would be a nice feeling.
Really?
Fucking hell.
Having a poo, just like, sometimes, like, I know this is not going to sound very ladylike right now, but...
Go for it, Doris.
Have you ever had a poo, right, where it's, you got to that point where you're now committed and your eyes are watering?
Oh, yeah.
Giving birth to a bowling ball.
Why does that even happen?
I have no idea. I've done ones before. Where I've had to take morphine for my back and I don't go for a poo for like 3 days.
Oh, fuck me.
It is. Like, when you go, it's like you've been raped by a fucking Rastafari. That's not the only thing I can... And the thing is, right, you kind of like... Your arsehole's telling you with great detail how much of the poo's, like, exposed. And I can only imagine it's like giving birth without any kind of pain relief.
I can imagine you've even gone round for a feel just to see what's coming
out. I didn't need to because my arsehole tells me with great detail exactly
sometimes
where that poo's at.
And then I'm like grabbing a lot of toilet paper and I'm like, let's see, is it out yet? Is it completely?
No,
do
you
I need
must
to give
know
it
if
time?
Your poo's out.
Not when you're really struggling and you're pushing like your life depends on it. Like I feel like veins are popping
out
on my head.
No, I tell you how it starts. I know it's going to be a bad one when it's like a prickly hedgehog in your in your stomach, and then you go, oh, I've got to go to the toilet, and then you go to the toilet and you're waiting a good 10 minutes, and then it's just like it's on the move, but it's on the move and you've committed and you can't not allow that first process of giving birth to stop. You've had kids, haven't you? No kids. So you don't know what it's like to give birth. So I can tell you categorically, it is painful. So you go through, it feels like the baby's head is there, but the nose and the mouth is the other
How
side.
How many kids have you given birth to?
Well, he's a transgender and also a vegan, so he knows
I
better.
I am not a vegan. Fuck's sake. I'm doing vegans a favour by eating all the cows that eat all their fucking salad and shit. Fucking idiots.
Don't get me started on vegans.
Don't get me started on vegans.
Or on Harry Kane.
Can we have some more Prosecco, please?
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
You're the host.
Yeah. Do I need another beer? No, I'm still fine.
So you're not seeing Christian on his birthday? Have you got plans? What's the plan for his birthday? You got him a big present?
Some nice lube and some cream.
Hair removal cream.
Yeah.
And a lady to apply it.
Grot bags.
But you can always say I'm transgender as well. Dino did ask me about my period earlier on, and he did.
I'm not going to lie, your boobies are bigger than mine.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to suck on them?
For fuck's sake.
I am one of those women with a cock from, was it Thailand? Bangkok.
Are you one of those?
An Albanian lady boy.
I come in you come on the floor, kind of.
Feels like winning the lottery, wakes up in the morning with fucking 6 balls in the bag. Would you ever consider going transgender?
I'm too old for it now. I would have considered.
You are in your 20s.
I'm 28.
You are in
and
your
I'm fat.
20s. When you talk about your drinking.
If I was 18 today, because transgenders are such a big thing and women's football is exploding and everything, I would have went transgender and played women's football and fucking destroy everyone. That would have been nice.
destroy them.
I would have chopped my dick off just to play football. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah.
I think sorry.
I'd keep it on ice. I could just have a hole and just stick it in there and then take it out at the end of the game, whip it out.
Apparently, woo! that's what they have to do. They have to keep it enlarged.
And there we are.
When they have their dick and balls chopped off,
yeah,
it's a hole, isn't it? It's a cavity.
No, so your dicks and balls are just flappy on the outside. How is there a cavity?
No, I think
because
they
make a hole for the women.
Oh, when you go from man to woman. Yeah, they have to stick something in there to keep it stretched.
Exactly, and Soren's saying he could just put his dick in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It will be plenty stretch, baby.
I think you'd be better off with your thumb, if I'm honest. Your thumb
would be better. My ass. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Exactly. Have that.
There we are.
Now Doris is pissed.
Chong again.
Smash.
You stuck me in the corner.
Follow on Apple Podcasts. The Tearaway Podcast with Doris Daly and Dino.
Christian is, I'd say, all of about 4'1", and he's got this girlfriend from Swindon who I call Grot Bags because she's got green hair. Anyone who remembers Rod Hull and Emu will know who Grot Bags is. I don't think Soren quite gets it. But anyway, no. I call her Grot Bags, and she's about 6'2". So there's about a good 2 feet difference in height.
Yeah.
And he's kind of lost his virginity to her somehow.
No, they know virginity. That was mine.
What? Sorry, you can't take your brother's virginity.
Not with that attitude, you can't.
But he has, hasn't he? He lost his virginity last week.
He claims he's done it before.
No, but that was with Roxandra. And she said she's not done it with Christian.
I can confirm.
No, deny it. But that's
it's
allegedly.
It's all in the family.
It's a family thing, yeah. Man. It's a family thing.
What stays in the house?
What happens in
the house?
Stays in the house.
Mm. But you got two houses, and your brother's living with your partner.
See, what happens in my girlfriend's and her lover's house stays in their house.
Exactly.
What happens at Christmas stays at Christmas. No, I don't know.
No. What happens
Doris,
in the family?
Obviously, the Prosecco is going to your brain.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You haven't fed me, that's why. You said I'd have food.
I will do food. I'm going to do pizzas.
Yeah.
Shortly.
Same here. Look at me. Do you want me
to... Right, you are not going to waste away, sorry,
yeah,
for fuck's sake, the size of you.
Look at this. I've
morbidly obese.
I've put money into this. Look at all this goodness.
And that means, therefore, you're not going to starve.
Yeah, but we don't want me losing weight, do we?
Why?
All this investment...
It's not an investment, is
yes, it? Yes, it is.
Investment into a heart attack. That's all you're doing. You're just guaranteeing yourself a paid-for heart attack.
He's worked hard for that body.
Yeah. I'm making sure I'm going nice and I'm going out quick, nice and smooth.
Yeah, it goes on when I was younger, you're like 27, what, 28?
28.
You used to drink when you was younger.
Yeah.
How much?
I started drinking when I was 12. I'm now 51. And I've got a bottle of Prosecco on the go.
And?
So when I was younger and I was drinking...
But 10 years ago...
In my 40s, in my 30s, in my 20s...
Yeah, I was in my 10s.
Yeah, exactly.
We can put it that way, say.
Exactly.
So when I was younger, I was drinking.
Are we allowed to talk about what you're doing at your work?
Depends.
It depends on what?
We can cut it out. We can cut it out if required. Go and ask away.
What are we doing at work? What is your work now in the United Kingdom?
You mean the official one or my side business?
No, your official work where you've come from today.
Oh, so I work as a fancy name is property manager. The realistic term is caretaker.
I said caretaker.
Yeah,
no,
and that's right. Yeah, I am the caretaker of a temporary accommodation property in Bagabogna, and I make sure that everyone's following the rules, more or less, that there's no one killing each other, or if they are, they get evicted.
So it's like a HMO?
Yeah.
A temporary HMO?
Yeah, yeah.
But for old people?
No, it's not for old people. Oh. I don't work in care anymore, no. So what happens is, when someone declares themselves homeless, they go to the council and say, I'm homeless. The council will say, okay, what we'll do, we'll put you in temporary accommodation, my property.
So that's...
And they will say, we'll keep you in temporary accommodation for up to 56 days while we do our investigation to make sure that you are homeless because of unforeseen circumstances or because you've decided to be homeless. And if they decide that it wasn't the person's fault and they were homeless because of unforeseen circumstances or things outside of their control, they will then help rehouse them and keep them in my property until they do so.
Ah, right, got it. So it's just like a safe property, a safe place. And
yeah,
it's the first process of getting a council place, I guess.
Like, yeah, or sometimes it can be the council can just work with private landlords or letting agents, but there's not many that accept the sort of people that are in. I'm not saying that they're bad people. It's just because they may be on benefits or because they've been homeless, they're very reluctant to accept them. Or if they do accept them, they ask for like 6 months deposit, which is crazy.
What is the worst you've seen doing what you're doing? Has anyone gone, oh, sorry, I like you. I like a little bit of Albania. Have you had that?
They did.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone hit you, like hit on you?
Yeah.
Really?
But I've been professional.
And what was his name?
You know, I can't disclose that information.
Yeah, come on.
No.
All right, so what? talk me through what happened.
I'll tell you, he was of ethnicity. He was African.
Yo, Winston.
And I was like, well, it's the size of my thumb, might as well.
No.
Worse.
Come on, tell me what happened.
Oh, well, this person may or may not have been a male. This person.
But it wasn't. We know it was a female. Go on. And we'll call her
Ginger.
Mildred. Who?
Ginger.
Oh, is she Ginger?
No, we'll just call her Ginger.
Why are we going to call her Ginger? Ginger's like a...
Why not?
Because that's an adjective, isn't it? It's a describing word.
You never know. You can name people Ginger. In Albania, the Romanis, so I'm not saying gypsies, the Romanis named their children Barcelona, Madrid, Spain.
Yeah, but they're... Romanian gypsies.
The Romanis.
What's the difference between a Romani and a Romanian gypsy?
Well, I'm just saying...
This is where gypsies originate from, is your country.
No, fuck off!
They're all Romanians!
No!
They are all Romanians.
They're all Romanian and
Albanians. Money for my baby.
Romanian and Albanian.
You got that money for my baby?
But no.
It's the standard traffic lights. Money for my baby? Money for my baby.
Do you want to hear something really messed up about that thing?
Go on then.
You know, when you see them with the babies and everything,
yeah,
they drug and give alcohol to those children to make sure they're
always
asleep.
That's an English thing.
They do it in Romania as well.
No, but that's an English thing. You give a kid brandy, it fucking knocks it out. You know, no one wants a fucking screaming
fucking
child.
Kid. Not for the toddler.
Listen, my kids, I love them. I fucking don't like
them. Hello, Sam.
Yeah, no, I love Sam. I think Sam's ace. Me and Sam.
I've
been through my troubles with Sam. He's been a fucking pain in the ass, but he's done everything that I've done. So I can't really shout too much at him. I've just had to deal with him and him.
No, when you say, like, dad's wrote a book, son will read the book and go, I want to be like my dad.
I will impale people with fucking sticks at football matches.
No, he hasn't done that. Thank fuck. But there wasn't a football match.
Sam?
I stopped. No, I didn't do that at a football match. I got arrested at a football match, bro. Well, they caught me with a concrete ball thing and I was going to throw that and I got arrested at football, but I was only 14. Anyway, what I did do was I got hit over the head with a conker.
So in
what is a conker?
A conker. He must
a
have played conker. Not a fucking fish.
Everybody
not a dance,
a
you
conga.
Silly fuck.
No, not a conker. A conker.
Conker. Conker. Falls conker. Out the tree.
Yeah, they've got like a spiky
shell. Spiky outside.
And then what we used to do...
Is it the small things?
They're round.
It looks like a chestnut,
conker. But it's not. And we used to fight with them and put them on string and then you try
and knock.
I know
what you mean, yeah. They're like the casing of the chestnut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you put a string conker through that and then you play conkers. And it's one over, two over, 23 of
fucking whatever. Not allowed to play it anymore.
Fuck off. Of course you are. Schools have just gone stupid. But anyway, he hit me over the head when I was 7 with a conker. And I thought, fuck you. So I ran back in crying. Didn't say anything to my mum. Ran out the other side of the house and he was on the front. And there was an old bike in just in the middle of the fucking road. And what I did was I just pulled, there was like a metal L shape, part of the mechanical brake. So it was just like an L shape on this little kid's bike thing. So I ripped off and he was going, go on, throw it. I said, I fucking will throw it. 7 years old and he was like 12. Go on, throw it. What are you going to do? What's the worst you're going to do? I'm going to do this. And I threw it and it went straight through his fucking left ear and straight out of his right ear. And it stuck with the other side of the L shape in front of his eye.
Oh, so, nice. He had like it was at a right angle. Lever or something.
Yeah, it was at a right angle to his eye. But the other bit went straight for his brain.
Did he survive?
He did survive, yeah. Yeah, I got taken out of school. It was on the news. It was in the papers. I was a fucking... Oh, mate, it was...
It was nice.
No, it was fucking horrible. Because it was touch and go whether he was going to survive or not. But yeah, no, they managed to...
Good thing you were only seven. You were like obviously. 14 or something.
Yeah, but it could have still put me in care. No, I could have still got into care or something.
Care? Like, yeah. In Romania, they just give you a slap on the wrist. Well, the parents are going to beat the shit out of you. Or they used to.
Yeah, but the fear that you've fucking killed someone.
It must be awful being such a young age.
I've had, not to that extent, but I was, we went to sort of like a forest camp, and I was on this bridge, and there was this girl in the water, and I kept telling her, move away, because I'm going to throw this big stone. She didn't want to move away, and I just thrown it and fucking crushed her left foot.
Why would you do that?
Because she didn't want to move away. I was about 8 as well.
You horrible piece of shit. What a nasty thing to do.
Says Doris. The guy who throws a bloody metal spike.
Oh, he deserved it. He smashed me over the head.
She did as well.
He smashed me over the head with a conker, a bastard.
It's a conker.
What have you done, Doris? You must have done something dangerous. Come on, live up to it. We've just given you two examples of what we've done as kids.
Nothing to anyone else.
Oh, so you've done something to yourself. Go on.
Yeah, so as a kid, we used to go down to the woods and, you know...
Get fingered.
No.
That's later on when you're a teenager.
I used to go to the like, little wood bit in my bit and wank a bloke off for 50p.
No, I didn't do that either. No.
Peanut.
That was fucking nice, 50p back
yeah,
in the
50p
day.
Yeah, 50p for a
like
wank.
100 quid.
I never used to have to touch the white stuff, but it used to go all over my hands and everything. And
oh, that's fine. Yeah,
50p in the wooded bit at the back of the Bradley Field.
That feels sorted.
Yeah, go on. So you got fingered in the woods or something like that?
No. We used to just go down. So my friend and her brothers would go down to the woods.
Really tits.
And then there'd be, you know, like the little...
She didn't have to.
Stop smashing your fucking wine glass, woman.
She won't have a wine glass if she keeps doing that.
I know, right? Told you.
They're expensive as well.
Get her on a podcast. It's murder with a drink, look.
If so, Dino's
honestly, Mrs. I don't usually
there.
Drink. That's what it is.
Shut up. You love a good drink.
Anyway.
We've had drinks in Hastings after a podcast.
I'm trying to be good.
I know.
Anyway, so we'd go down to the woods and then, you know, like the little streams that used to go through the woods. I'm not going to tell the story now.
No, go on then.
Come on, please.
Sat here quietly listening to you two talk shit. No, you don't even
want
to listen.
Yeah,
we do want to listen.
Shit.
Go on. No,
it's
go on.
It's nothing exciting. Literally, we would just go down, and so you know, no like wank. The rope swings.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know where they hang from a tree, and you get the little bit in the wood, and you hang, and you'd swing. We'd swing right out over. Well, the bloody thing snapped, and I went face first into the stream.
I was a self-inflicted pile driver.
So I'm all battered and bruised, and then I'm walking back, and then. Fucking hole in the field, I think it's a little puddle.
Hole in the field?
Yeah, we're
that's
going for the
used
field,
to catch
right?
The little girls back
a fucking
in the
hole in the field.
And I think it's a little puddle to try and wash the little bit of mud off my shoe, and I go down to my fucking crutch. It's a puddle, one leg in the air, one leg in the hole, which was more embarrassing and more painful than going face first into the stream.
Bless you.
Was there a dark man waiting in the water, in the mud, camouflaged?
No, we just had weirdos that try and sell us drugs. And here's a tablet. Here's a
for
tablet.
Drugs.
Take this tablet and it will be okay.
Take this tablet and then come to my house. I'm going to show you some nice games.
Yeah, basically.
Smell my handkerchief.
Yeah.
Tell me the first thing that pops in your head.
If you get that far.
Fucking hell.
I lived a very sheltered life.
That was not sheltered. Now, where was that? In Wallingham?
Where?
Wallingham.
Wallingham.
Wallington.
Wallington.
I don't know. Where the fucking hell was you born?
Beef Wellington?
No. You were born in London, weren't you?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
I was born in Upper Norwood.
Upper Norwood.
Hmm.
So was it around that area then?
No. This was in Croydon.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgy old places in there.
Yes, I used to drink. I used to drink in South Croydon quite a lot. Hmm. Shout out to all the fuckers from South Croydon.
All the stabbers.
Fucking hell. I tell you what.
There was a time, though. There was a time, too. I had a boyfriend in... Thornton Heath, and I was in a bus stop in Croydon waiting to go up there, and there was this weird guy that was stood next to me, and he just kept looking at me and looking at me, and I was getting really nervous. It was just like, okay, and it was dark. So, of course, anyone knows, even though Croydon now is bad, but...
Oh, yeah. Was it worse then?
Oh, I don't think it's ever got any worse or any better. I think it's just been...
Croydon is Croydon.
I think yeah, it's been consistent. But I literally got on this bus and went up the road, and then by the time I got to my boyfriend's house, on the news, a guy had been stabbed at the bus stop I was at. So I think the guy that was waiting for this guy to arrive.
Mm. So he nearly got chinged.
Well, it could have been.
But I went out for a drink with Gay Barry the Builder, and there was about six or seven of us that we all used to meet up in South Croydon, and I was with this girl called Jill at the time. And I'd gone out, and everyone used to grab hold of someone in South Croydon, and I'd grabbed hold of this bird, and someone said to me, "You need to go to the toilet and look at your neck." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And they said, "You," and it was like 11 o'clock at night, right? Really early in the night. "Go to the toilet, you need to have a look at your neck." I went to the toilet. What the fuck are they talking about? Must have had about 20 love bites all around my neck. I shit myself. So what I did was I got a taxi, legged it home, and my missus was like, "Why are you home? It's like 11:30. Why are you home so early?" I went, "Look at my neck. They've all pinned me down.
Fucking raped.
I've been raped again. Done my neck, look. Fucking hell. I got away with it."
Wow.
Oh, I say I got away with it. I got away with it. She left me for her best mate. But it's...
as it goes.
That's why she wondered why you're home so early, because he's in the wardrobe. Yeah.
There you go. I thought you had business.
Yeah. It's, but yeah, it didn't help the cause. But yeah, I got away with it for the time. But yeah, South Croydon, I used to go drinking there all the time. There's a place called Powell's. It's like me, Gay Barry the Builder. I used to go there all the time. Shout out to Gay Barry the Builder of Epsom.
Subscribe and don't miss the next episode. The Tearaway Podcast with Doris Daly and Dino.
Sorry, and you're good with stories.
Yeah.
What is...
Do you want to hear a really bad story about when I tried to get Christian laid and he was about...
8.
5 or 6?
No way, I was joking.
Yeah.
No.
5 or 6?
I was 8, 9, maybe 10.
What's the age difference between you and...
4. 4 years.
4?
Yeah.
But he looks about 4.
That's why I
pedophile's dream.
Him.
Where does he get his height from?
I don't know. Maybe he's not even as tall as my mum. My mum is a bit shorter.
Has he had a donkey?
I think that's what fucked him up. The donkey.
But you've never had a donkey.
I didn't, because we were poor when I was brought up.
Well, surely now, if you're talking about that, like, you've got 400 quid to spend on his birthday present, you should give him a donkey.
Anyway, come on then. I want to hear the story, because what 8-year-old already has the capacity in their brain to think about getting their younger brother late?
Okay, so my grandpa, I love him and I miss him to bits. He was a very dirty man. And I think when I was 2 years old, he was already teaching me about sex. I remember he went to sell grapes in this big market and he left me in the car. And he's at porno magazines. And as a 2, maybe 3-year-old, I would have, you know, those big pictures where it's on
Janet
pages.
And John.
Now, something comes to mind. You know, you have a book that's a 3D book that you talked to me about once.
What?
You have a 3D book.
Ooh.
What, that I've written?
No, definitely not.
What are we talking about?
You open it up. You sent me a photo once of this woman with her legs spread in 3D.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got that.
He would love that.
Yeah.
I actually, when my grandpa died, he still had his porn magazines, and I asked my
You inherited
grandma.
Your granddad's porn magazines?
I brought them in England. I've got them.
No.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Bring them round.
Poor man probably wanted him to go with him.
Nah, he was always joking with me about them. And as I said, when I was about 3, he left me in the car. I opened the little compartment where they were stored, and I would just open up the pages and look at them. And I remember people just knocking on the car window and looking at me horrified. And then he came to me and he was laughing when he saw me looking at it. So I knew a lot about sex. He was teaching me about tonguing, everything. I was properly introduced to sex, and by 5 I knew a lot about it. So when I was about 9, 10, I think it was around that age, we were at our grandparents, and our neighbors to the left side of the house had 2 granddaughters. One was either Christian's age or 1 year older than him, and the other one was like a baby. Anyways, this girl, her mom ran away. She was living with her grandparents, so she must have been about 5, 6, maybe 7 at most. I don't know if I was 9, 10, 11. Anyways, so she must have been about 7 at most. She was quite a dirty girl, and me being older. And
what do you mean she was a dirty girl? Like she didn't wash?
She, in two ways. So first of all, she would just randomly flash her vagina.
Yeah, well, that's children,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah, and she was dirty as well. And because me and my friends, we were 10, 11, maybe 9, I don't know, I don't remember. We would always tell her, she would come and say, can I please play with the football? And we tell her, yes, if you show us your pussy.
Sorry.
They took advantage.
And she really liked Christian, like really liked him. When he was about 16, 17, she had a boyfriend and we went into the village and she was still trying to get with Christian, although she had a boyfriend.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing for a Christian, because it means there's a girl in the world that would have tried to do things with him. There's another, but
well, he's missed that boat now, isn't he?
Yes, he has, unfortunately. That girl was, now she's decent looking, so it's a shame, but it is what it is. So at one point, this girl, me and the boys were playing football, and then we got bored and we were just talking, and she comes to us, and I just kept telling her to fuck off. But she was like, oh no, I want to play with Christian, I want to talk to Christian. And here comes my brilliant idea.
Christian, run over there and fuck that bitch.
Oh, you have no idea. So I told her, let's go play at the old building and we'll play football there and we'll bring Christian as well and you can play with us. She was like, oh yeah, 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 I'd love this. We go to the old building, which is like about 4 minutes away from our houses. And it's an abandoned building. We went behind it where no one could see us. And I tell her, right, you and Christian need to fuck. And she was like, how do we do this? And I show her and I tell her, right, you kind of bend over, take your trousers off. And then I put Christian behind her and I tell him, take your trousers off and you put your cock in there. And he didn't. He was basically sitting behind her and moving his ass, going, ah, ah, ah.
Grease is the word, is the word. You got move, it's got motion.
And he tried a few things. He was very happy about it. And then we left, nothing happened. The next day, we were playing hide and seek, and she comes and she says, oh, I want to play hide and seek with Christian. And they go into this garden, and they're trying to fuck again. But this time, the neighbor sees us, the other neighbor, who really hates my grandparents. So I was for sure, I was like, she's going to tell the girl's grandparents and I'm going to get into so much shit. And for about a week, I was just shitting myself. Every time I would go and have dinner or something with the grandparents, I was like, what if they know? What if I'm going to get into so much trouble for this shit? But they never did. So that's all good. That's how Christian came to have his first kind
first
of sexual experience.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow.
On that note, happy Christmas, Merry New Year, and
Merry New Year.
Fucking hell. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Remind
podcast.
Remind me never to go there for holiday.
Don't worry, you're too old.
Oh, cheers.
Right, sorry, it is. That's not a good thing.
What, seven?
Well, I didn't know it was a bad thing at seven, six.
Fucking hell.
I was not thinking about.
No, I knew everything, told you.
Wow.
See, I wasn't. You said you were very sheltered. I was anything but sheltered.
No, but I do think the British
are
different.
You are ahead in terms of that thing. Like your children don't, especially nowadays, but even back when I was younger, the children, I assume, wouldn't be learning about stuff like that, or they wouldn't allow their children to go behind it, secretly abandoned building or something.
No, I think the British talk about sex like in a really like, no.
What do you,
they're embarrassed. Like it's a thing that happens between a man and a woman, right?
What do you mean embarrassed?
Well, it's like a
You don't say anything about it, Dino, you when you're missus.
But obviously, like I do. I think.
No, I don't think there's anyone on this planet who talks about their sex life in such detail as you do. I see Ruxandra, and when I see her, all I think is.
I just don't think the British talk about sex as the Europeans talk about sex because.
Yeah.
Like, they're much more open about it. It's a thing that happens, and they're not shy about their body. Like, if you go to, say, Croatia or France, the women are very sexual and they're very sexy and they embrace being a woman, right? It's something to be proud of. Here, if a woman tries to be sexy...
Slag.
Exactly.
Slut.
Not anymore. Poor, I just feel like the younger generation is a bit different now.
The younger generation in Croatia, as I know it, are that they'll have anal sex. A good Catholic girl, so they'll have anal sex because then it doesn't count.
Oh, good.
No, but Roxandra. Is this not something you and Roxandra, like, is it not a thing in your country that...
Where what? Good Catholic girls?
No, no, but...
They do donkeys.
So you don't...
They start with donkeys.
Go on.
No, you don't lose your virginity, so therefore you have anal sex because you don't lose your virginity, but anal sex is okay?
No, no, Sorin's book is just anal sex.
When I was in elementary school, when I was 12, 13...
Who's Sherlock Holmes? What the fuck is elementary school?
Primary school.
Right.
Yeah, I was 12, if I'm not mistaken. About half of the girls in my class already had boyfriends. And out of those girls, I think four or five of them had boyfriends who were like 28, 29, 30. And that wasn't just the girls in my class. That was like normal.
So it was quite normal in your country to have a boyfriend who's older. And whereas here...
Yeah, he's a pedo, basically.
Well, you said
he's a pedo.
No, but here, if a guy goes
with a 13-year-old in here, especially if he's 28, 29, 30.
But yeah, then damn right.
No, but then if you go back, way back, like Elvis and all that, their what girlfriends were
14.
Yeah, and it wasn't allowed, but it wasn't disallowed. It was almost kind of not spoken about.
Yeah, unspoken thing.
But if you speak about it now...
Yeah, like, it's bad.
If I had a 14-year-old daughter and she brought home a 30-year-old boyfriend, they wouldn't hit the roof.
Yeah, they wouldn't bring them home. But, you know, they were... Like, the guys would wait for them outside the school. They would go kiss them and everything. And they would become... The girls would probably become sexually... active about 14. Like, when I went to 9th grade, I was 14 going 15. Most of the girls in my class were talking about how they were getting fucking destroyed and railed.
And most of
their boyfriends were over 18.
You had to wait until you was 27 to get it.
That is the problem. And it's not really a problem, but that's the thing. Because any girl you would go to, they would have a guy that already had a car. He had money to take them out. And I would be there like... But my parents give me £1 a day. That's it.
How do you compete?
You don't. You can't.
No wheels.
But you're 13. You shouldn't have that amount of money. You shouldn't have that. And you got girls of 13 that are going out with guys.
14, 15,
double their age.
I'm telling you, I was the only guy in my class, and the girls were telling me, oh, I've got this guy, he's 25, took me out last night, if we fucked in the car. I'd be like, right, nice.
Sorry, was knocking, want to ask one for the bank later?
Definitely. I'm like, I've got a Mercedes now, I'm going to Romania. It's my turn, baby, I'm 28.
I'm rich now.
Outside all the schools, watch out in Romania.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What are we doing for New Year, people? Are we out and about?
Doris?
I'm thinking I'm just going to go with the flow. Whoever's around, I'm just going to tag along and get complete and utterly wasted.
In London?
Maybe.
In Surrey?
Maybe. Whoever's around. I haven't made plans yet, so there's lots of things going on. I haven't quite decided.
Serena, what are you doing?
I am hoping... I'm waiting to hear back from Christian, because I'm hoping I'm going to spend New Year's with Dino and his missus.
Oh, very good, very good. Hopefully. Yes, we're spending it in Chichester with the Starlings.
With the Starlings. We're going to get...
Starlings, not Sterlings.
Starlings?
Starlings.
Is in the little bird?
Yeah, Starling.
The bird. Not
is that what you say? It's Sterlings.
Fucking hell, no, it's Sterling, isn't it?
Yes, it fucking is Sterlings.
I'm calling them all baby Starlings.
Oh, and they're not.
They're baby Sterlings.
As in the football player Sterling.
Sterling, yes. Sterling. I'm calling them fucking Starlings. Fucking hell.
Unbelievable.
Do you know who your friends are?
Yes, I am spending it in Chichester with the Serene and the Starlings. And we are going on where our holiday home is. We've got a New Year's Eve party at one of the nightclubs. So Sterling's going to bring the kids. I guess we should do some shout-outs, really, shouldn't we?
I guess.
Should we do some shout-outs?
No, definitely. Shout-out to the girl Christian nearly 5'7".
Shout-out to her.
Hello, Ramona. Hope you're doing okay. I've got her on Facebook as well. I don't know if she knows any English. If she does, hello, Ramona.
Ramona?
Yeah.
Or now we've named her.
Yeah, I can see solicitors getting in touch with me soon. I can see it.
Yeah.
Anyone else we've got shout-outs to?
Again, shout-out to Christian for his birthday. Shout-out to my youngest brother, Valentine. And shout out to Roxandra. I am very happy to have her as a partner, and thank her so much for allowing me to talk about the crazy stuff we do in and around the bed.
Fucking hell.
I'm glad it's only in and around the bed.
Yeah. Doris, shout outs.
I'm going to shout out to my mum just because it's Christmas and I feel that she should have one, really. Happy Christmas.
What, she should have a Christmas? Or she should just have a shout out?
This is her shout out. This is her present. Happy Christmas.
This is all she gets. Well done, Mum.
No, this is for her.
I'm going to do shout outs to Paul Sterling, Jess Sterling, Turner Reynolds, Squidman, and his wife, Genevieve, with a J, not a J, Genevieve with a J. Quite important to get that. They love plate smashing. Very Greek thing to do. I don't know why they do it, but apparently at Christmas and New Year as well, they're smashing plates. Shout out to them. Shout out to Joel and his missus and his children. Shout out to Gazza. Gazza's dad is having a heart operation, which is why we've not been doing morning kickoff. Shout out to Olivier, Oily Maguire, Ollie Solomons, and his wife, Ting Tong. She can't speak English, so she won't understand what I'm saying. Shout out to the lads at the 8-a-side. I was there the other week and had a row with a little toddler. Spat his dummy out.
Shout out to Desi and happy birthday to her one more time.
Oh, fucking hell. Ooh. Shout out to my missus, Desi.
Someone's in trouble.
Fucking hell, yeah, her birthday. yes, big shout out to her. went out for
maybe she'll be ringing Soren soon.
Yeah. Ooh. I hope not.
So you forgot about that. You've been so focused on Doris today.
Yes. I hope not. Shut up, you two. Shout out to Roy Munson, Steve Pexman, Stevie Morris. Shout out to Jasper. Shout out to Cole Palin.
Jesus Christ, is there anyone you're not shouting out? I didn't realise it was
I've
a big long list.
What about the dogs?
Teddy and Meg. shout out to them.
Your mum, you know.
My mum, Andrea. Fucking hell. All right, Andrea and Richie.
Munson, Louise, you usually do that one.
Yeah, Louise Munson. I tell you what, yeah. Louise is desperate for a date, right? And she's been putting TCP on it for the last 6 years. Christian? We could do. If anyone is desperate for a shag and they're in the Grimsby area, they could ring my pal, Louise Munson. She's a fucking good looker, she is. A good looker, but she's single and she's desperate for a bit of it. Her number is...
You can't give out her number. I'd go mental. No.
Yeah.
So you can give Louise a ring on 07736 11909.
Sorry. Hang on.
Yeah, I gotta say that.
You're going too fast. Sorry.
For Christian, of course. Just for Christian.
Of course. 07.
This is real.
For fuck's sake. 07736 11 0987. She is looking for anything or anyone. If it walks, talks, breathes, it's a done deal. Louise Munson. Grimsby, she's gagging for it. Get Christian to give her a text. Shout out to the mother-in-law, Lynn. Oh, Lynn. fucking hell, what else we got? My son, Sam.
You've missed. I'm just going through from love of the podcast of all the other people you've got. Who else is there? Kerry.
Shout out to Kerry as well. Happy Christmas, Kerry.
Somebody else, and I can't think who that is. Barry, you have a shout out, Barry.
Gay Barry the Builder. Shout out to Barry and Epsom.
Barry the Builder.
Neil and his son, Ollie.
Oh, and Steve Paxman. Did you?
Steve Paxman. Fucking Paxman.
I'm trying
Steve
to.
Steve Paxman.
Oh, I don't.
Pecky. Happy Christmas to you as well. Happy Christmas to everyone in Liverpool. Massive following in Liverpool.
What about your neighbours?
Michelle and Dean. Happy Christmas to Michelle and Dean. Who else we got?
Oh, I don't know. I only go by who you've shouted out before. I stalk your podcast.
Can't think of anyone else.
Have you done all your football team?
Have I missed anyone at football?
I don't know.
Gazza, Turner, Joel, Squid, Sorin's obviously, yeah, Ollie. No, Gazza, yeah, I've done that. Stevie Orr and Lucy, shout out, happy Christmas, Merry New Year.
There we are.
Have we got anyone else that we want to say?
I have no idea.
Shout out to Dom, happy Christmas, Dom.
Yeah, shout out to Matsy and his massive sausage.
Yes, Matsy.
Matsy?
Well, it's just massive, AKA full stop.
AKA the hung one.
Yeah. shout out to all the lads from football who play on a Wednesday and a Friday. Too many to mention. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you guys. You make life worth living. In fact, I can imagine now, tomorrow morning, you're all going to be sat round a fucking table with your turkey and no one says a fucking word.
Do you find that, though, at Christmas, right, you have all your family round that you haven't seen for ages and you go, oh, yeah, come on, come over, it'd be great. And then you all sit there in silence.
Yeah.
Or you have a fucking Barney because you haven't seen it for ages and you just hate each other.
But these lads don't talk on the pitch at all. It's like playing mute football, innit? Sorry. They don't say anything. They pass the ball. You don't even know the fucking ball's coming to you. They don't say anything. They just kick it. And imagine on Christmas, they're a bundle of fun to be around.
Is it like a mind-reading game of football?
Telepathic football. That's what we should start up on a Wednesday and Friday. Telepathic football for all the fuckers.
Where it goes, nobody knows.
Exactly. Don't say anything. We'll just kick it for a bit of fun. You just go and get the ball. Twats. Anyway, this has been the Christmas special podcast for 2023. From myself and Doris Daly and the great, beautiful, wonderful Sorin, we wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy new year. See you in 2024.
Stronger than ever.
Have a good one.
Feliz Navidad.
Don't be doing Albanian.
Feliz Navidad.
Don't even try to do Albanian.
Was that not what?
Feliz Navidad.
Can we just all say goodbye now, please? With a little bit more energy than that.
Thank you very much for tuning in again, people. All the best to everyone. I wish nothing but prosperity.
That'll do, fuck's sake. Doris, just say goodbye for fuck's sake so we can wrap this up.
Bye.
Fuck, man. See you later, folks. That's it. We're out of here.
This episode of the Tearaway Podcast has just ended. But we know you'll be back to listen to more conversations between Doris and Dino. So make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episode. Thank you for listening.